Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know, a show empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions possible regarding your health and well-being. And welcome to the show. As always, I have very inspirational guests. It's an opportunity to really broaden our horizons. It's an opportunity to really understand more of the possibilities and the wonderful resources we have available to help us stay healthy and to bring our bodies back into greater balance, balance our hormones, help to prevent chronic illnesses, and just lead a life that is much more rich and filled with vitality. So again, thank you for joining me. If you are joining me for the very first time, welcome. I hope you'll be listening every week because you really don't want to miss out on all the great guests I have. And if you are listening for the very first time, I'd like to invite you to go over to my Facebook page, which is What Women Must Know, because I post my shows there every week, as well as I post some other great information that I come across that I think will really make a difference in your life. And you can also go to my website, which is drcherylselman.com. I will send these shows to you directly into your inbox if you opt into my newsletter, and then lots of other great information I send out on a regular basis. So, you know, it's a way to just keep increasing your own database of knowledge and stepping into that place that I call your power. I also, one more thing I want to say is I have a second show on Progressive Radio Network called The Love Code, and that show focuses on inspirational teachers, healers. It's more of a spiritual orientation, so it's helping us to expand our consciousness and awareness, bring more healing into our lives, and that's every Saturday at 11 a.m. on Progressive Radio Network. If you just opt in or like me over at my Facebook page, What Women Must Know, or opt in to drcherylselman.com, you will get the Love Code sent to you as well. So you'll get to listen to both those shows and get some inspiring information, I guarantee you. And we're going to have some inspiring information today because we're going to be exploring a really powerful solution that is a natural way to support women and men's hormonal balance. My guest today is James Frame, and I am really excited about this conversation because I am always in search of and supporting people finding natural solutions to regain hormonal balance at any age, whether it's dealing with PMS, whether it's perimenopause, menopause. Men are dealing with their hormonal balances. There are natural solutions, which means we have safe and effective options. I am not a big fan of hormone replacement therapy, and if you've read my book, Hormone Heresy, What Women Must Know About Their Hormones, you'll learn all about why I say that. And I even have reservations about the use of bioidentical hormones, which I find that there are many options to regain hormonal balance at any stage of life naturally. So why do we want to use hormones that go against our own natural rhythms and have some potential problems associated with them as well? So as a naturopathic doctor and as someone who personally has never had to go on bioidentical hormones using the natural solutions that I have discovered, I can tell you there are ways to do that that will bring you balance, that are safe and effective and support what I call your hormonal essences at any age. And we're going to be talking about one of those solutions today. So first of all, let me tell you a bit about my guest and introduce him to you. So James Frame is the CEO and co-founder of Symphony Natural Health and has been in the natural products industry for over 20 years. During that time, he has established a global business that has supplied over 3,000 tons of herbs and now operates in 11 countries. His operation controls the whole process from seed to shelf and consists of organic and sustainable farming, as well as creating industry in third world countries, which injects five times more into local communities than just buying raw materials. And that's quite an accomplishment. So I am so happy to introduce to my audience today, James Frame. Hello, James.
Hey, Dr. Selman. Nice to be here.
You know, it's so great to have you. We've had some conversations before this show, and you are doing some extraordinary things in the natural products world in terms of not just the products that you are focusing on, which we'll talk about in a minute, but, you know, as I said in the introduction, you're really supporting the economies in countries around the world, which I think is a really responsible thing to be doing. And so necessary this day and age, because so many natural sources are being over-farmed, oversupplied. We have some problems with supporting these countries and sustaining their natural resources. So it's great, the work that you're doing. Let's start off by just sharing a bit about your journey and how you became so involved in the natural products industry, and particularly working with these natural solutions, which we'll get into more depth in a minute.
Sure. So my journey started, as you mentioned, probably about 20 years ago, where I was involved in the health industry, but more from the exercise physiology, you know, exercise nutrition side of the business. And I was also at university studying business at the same time. And my family and had a history of working in the South Pacific, working in Papua New Guinea and New Caledonia. And my best friend at university, his family had worked in the islands, in Vanuatu and Samoa and places around there. And during the university holidays, he went away and was doing some work with his family and with copra, and copra is sort of like coconut, and they use it for cooking oils and a whole range of oils throughout the whole of Southeast Asia. And when he came back, he said to me, "Hey, James, I found out, like, my family's doing copra, but I found out that kava is starting to become really big in many places around the world, and my family doesn't do it. And, you know, would you be interested in us having a look at doing kava?" And I said, "Wow, that sounds really interesting. I know nothing about herbs and kava. I know a lot about, you know, exercise and nutrition, but I don't know this. But let's have a look at it." And when you sort of also think a little bit about synchronicity, I am sort of estranged from my mother, and she had started a new job in Australia and was coming to the state that I lived in for the first time in 2 years. And she said, "You know, I've got a new job. Would you be interested in me, coming and having dinner and seeing me? You know, we haven't caught up in 2 years." And she said, "I'm going to be having dinner with my boss. However, you know, is that okay if you come to that dinner as well?" I said, "Okay, sure." And her boss said, "You know, James, what do you do?" And I said, "Well, I train people and do nutrition, but I'm also at university studying business and economics." And I said, "And I've also started trading kava." I don't know why I mentioned that, but I mean, I'd only spoken to my friend a week ago about it. And he said, "Oh, really? We're looking for 200 kilos. And I go, "What?" So to give you an idea, my mother had been in banking her entire work history, and she'd started this new job for a natural products company, which she later resigned from 6 weeks later. But that was it. We had our first order. And so, you know, the universe conspired to make sure that I was going to start in natural products, whether I liked it or not. And so, yeah, we started supplying that company, and then we started exploring who were the other companies we could supply in Australia. And we pretty quickly found that we could only supply probably about 2 tons to Australia, and that was the, you know, the saturation point for that market. And so we began to explore where we could supply Carver in other international markets. And so that's when we came across the United States, because the United States was the biggest buyer of Carver in the world. And that sort of started our journey. And we found, you know, the biggest company in the United States that was buying Carver and said, hey, are you interested in us supplying you with Carver? And they said, well, you can't supply us with Carver because Carver's a prescribed commodity by the Fiji and Vanuatu government. The only person who's allowed to export it is the government. And we were actually able to get around that because the only country in the world that had a free trade agreement with those places was Australia. And so we could ship anything we wanted to Australia. And as long as those governments didn't find out, we could ship it to other parts of the world. They said, oh, okay, well, if you send us 2 tons, we will, we'll pay you this for it. And if it tests to this particular level, and we went back and we said, right, let's put together the best quality Carver we possibly can. We sent them those 2 tons. They tested it, and it was the highest quality Carver that they'd ever got, because if it's a prescribed commodity and the government has a monopoly, they'll just send any old product and people either have to buy it or they don't get the product. However, we were focused on providing the highest quality product, and they tested it and, as I said, had the highest efficacy they'd ever got of Carver before, and they turned around and gave us a $1 million order on the spot. And so thus our business then really started, and from that point, they started asking us.
Went from nothing to $1 million. That's pretty impressive.
I mean, in 3 months, literally. Actually, probably maybe 4 or 5 months when you include our business proposal time and getting ready for the whole thing. But yeah, and then they started asking us for other herbs that they knew existed near us, and one of the herbs was St. John's Wort. And we started, we put together an entire St. John's Wort industry in Australia within 9 months, and they gave us $7 million worth of orders for that in our second year of business. And then when we supplied them the highest quality St. John's Wort they'd ever experienced before in their lives, they just started going to us for everything that they could. And the reason that we were actually able to provide such high quality herbs, which sort of plays a part in everything that we've done since, is that very early on, I was very fortunate to meet our Director of Research and Development, Dr. Meissner, who's our Director of Research and Development and is a world-renowned biochemist and is amazing. And he came and we started working together again through a very fortuitous meeting through a contact that I had. And he was getting us to look at every single thing that we did with a plant. He got us to look at, what was the plant that we were using, what was the varieties that we could potentially source, what was the locations that we could grow or that they were already growing in. He wanted us to look at elevation. He wanted us to look at rainfall, soil. He also even wanted us to have a look at, with herbs, what time of the day, what time of the season, what time of the lunar cycle, what time of the diurnal cycle that we would harvest. So as an example, with St. John's Wort, which was amazing, we found that if we harvested St. John's Wort during a 4-hour window during the day, the efficacy was 4 to 5 times higher than if we harvested it in a different time of the day. We found that if you harvested St. John's Wort during the beginning of the season, one active constituent was higher and it went down through the rest of the season while another one was low and increased. So depending on which of those actives you wanted to concentrate depended on if you would harvest in the beginning or the end of the season for that particular customer. So we looked at all of these incremental things. We also looked at how we dried the product, how we packed it, how we shipped it. And as I said, we got to the point where within 3 years, we had become the biggest supplier of Carver in the world. We'd become one of the biggest suppliers of St. John's Wort. We'd started to supply red clover, and we were supplying around 300 to 400 tons of herbs per annum. And then they started asking us for other herbs like Macca from Peru. And so what we did is Dr. Meissner went out and did all of his due diligence in Peru and started investigating what Macca was. And then they asked us to have a look at tamanu oil and other herbs and oils. So yeah, it's a bit of a long story, but I wanted to give you some context about the journey, but also why we are so unique in what we do because of the quality that we can supply.
And, you know, it's really unique in what you were saying with Dr. Meissner, who has the understanding that to have the most potent herb, you need to look at all those factors. You need to look at the soil, the rainfall. You need to know when it's harvested. You need to know what time of day has the highest potency. I mean, that is so profound and really requires tremendous amount of assessment on all levels. But the result is you have an exceptional product.
Yeah, because the thing is, when it comes to herbal extraction and natural products, you know, people often will use alcohol extraction or a chemical extraction or they will, you know, do a particular process and they'll use the exact same process for whatever herb that they use. However, what Dr. Meissner does is he looks at every individual herb, plant, oil, whatever it is, and he looks at the biology and chemistry of that individual plant and says, right, what can we do from seed to shelf to optimize the complete efficacy of that whole plant and the bioavailability and in a way that it optimizes everything that's in that plant versus saying, okay, we're going to do supercritical extraction or alcohol extraction or whatever it is and do the same thing to every plant. So that's what's really special. And what's amazing with him, you know, and is that when a lot of people formulate natural products, they're taking other people's science. You know, and that's one of the reasons that we're called Symphony, because we refer to Dr. Meissner as our composer, because most natural products are designed by DJs. They take existing music, they take existing science, they take existing products, they mix them together and they say, hey, I've come up with a new product. Where Dr. Meissner is a composer, he creates something that's completely new, and he looks at the complete symphony, all of the different components and aspects of that plant, and says, how can I tap into every single note within that plant and optimize it and create the perfect symphony of that plant? So that sort of gives you an idea of how our name ties in and our brand to what we do, of trying to do everything right, not just do one thing well.
And that really shows the ethics and integrity of your company to provide the highest quality and potency of those herbs. There are a lot of inferior potency of herbs out there, so people really don't get the results that are possible. And I acknowledge you for that. That's, you know, that's tremendous to have that level of expertise and integrity, James, to provide the best of the best.
Yeah, and it's not just efficacy. It even, you know, goes to stability. You know, one of the things a lot of people when they look at our products wonder why we have our products in boxes and oxygen and moisture barrier blister packs. And the reason is that a lot of herbs and a lot of natural products are really unstable and they react to oxygen and moisture. And so, you know, it's looking at the packaging so that you can ensure that every individual capsule is protected and versus when you open up, you know, a herbal powder and oxygen and moisture gets into that container and starts to break it down and destroy it straight away. So it might have had efficacy when it was packaged up, but the moment that you open it up, you know, from the second day to the third to the fourth, it gets worse and worse and worse versus being fully protected. And that's, so yeah, it's looking at every incremental thing that impacts, you know, how that herb or product is going to impact a person's health. Because, you know, when you have clinical trials, you want to be making sure that that first capsule is as perfect as the last capsule that they take. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what really got me curious about you and your company was the information and the unique formulation of the herb maca. I know Australians say maca, Americans say maca. So maca attracted me many, many years ago when I wrote my book, Hormone Heresy. I included a chapter on maca because it had such profound benefits in restoring hormonal balance for women across the board, so women with all sorts of hormonal imbalances at all ages. And I was so impressed by this natural herb that it's actually a root that had such power to bring balance back to the endocrine system. So let's talk about that, because that's really the product that is, I would think, one of your most popular products in your range of products, but it's particularly the focus I want to have in our conversation because of its ability to really support hormonal balance for women. And we're going to talk about it, how it helps men as well. So for people who've never heard of maca, and that's spelled M-A-C-A, give us the story. Tell us the maca story, Jane.
So it's an interesting story because it actually, interestingly for us, starts with men. So in 1998, when we were doing all of these herbs from the South Pacific, we got approached by our main customer for us to investigate maca. And the reason being was that Viagra had just come out in the United States, and every natural product company under the sun was trying to find the new herbal Viagra. And so they were looking at any herb that had potential impact on fertility or libido or anything like that. And this herb in South America, maca, came up. And so they asked Dr. Meissner to go down and say, can you guys go and try and weave your magic on maca and find out, you know, what are the active ingredients? What, you know, how can you optimize the efficacy? What can you guys do so you can potentially help with our supply chain? So Dr. Meissner went down there, and he, you know, like he does, he met with every person. He met with the native people and the shamans and the doctors, the traditional doctors down there as well. So he worked with universities and PhDs and researchers and companies, and every person he could meet, he spoke to. And he came back and he said, you know, it's really interesting. They've been using this herb for 2,000 plus years in Peru. However, they've been using it in exactly the same way. And I actually believe that there might be many different types of this herb, because when this herb grows, it grows and comes up in multiple different colors. It comes up in yellow and black and purple and red. And I think that all of these colors could potentially have different analytical profiles and be different, and thus, if that's the case, might have different effects. Whereas what the Peruvians have done with maca is that all these different colors grow together. They just mix them all together, make them into a powder, and they say, hey, this is maca. And he says, and what I'm seeing with that is that combination is really good for the adrenals and increasing people's energy, but the ability to actually balance hormones, you know, for women, he says, it improves energy and it improves the adrenals. And that obviously has a massive impact with men, because you improve adrenals and energy with men, you have an impact on testosterone, you have an impact on libido, and that's what they were looking for. And he said, but I think that we should have a look at women, because I think if we look at different types of this, it might impact women more effectively. And so he said, let's let everybody go off and focus on men, and let's go and have a look at women. And so that's sort of how our journey started. And so he started doing some research on the different colors of maca, the different phenotypes is the scientific name. And what we ended up finding over the last sort of 20 years is that these different phenotypes aren't just different colors. They have different DNA, they have different analytical profiles, and most importantly, we have found that they elicit different physiological effects. So as an example, the research shows that red maca, for example, reduces the size of prostate if men have an inflamed prostate. However, none of the other colors or phenotypes have any effect on an inflamed prostate. We found that there's two phenotypes which have impacts on bone density while all the other ones don't. There's one that affects cholesterol and the other ones don't. There's one that affects fertility in men, but there's a different one which affects fertility in women. There's one that's amazing with menopausal symptoms, the rest of them less so. There's one that's amazing with menstrual health, the others less so. And so what we sort of found was that all these different types give different things. And so thus, if you're giving maca to a person, you want to be making sure that you give them the right type. And so what we did is Dr. Meissner went away and started to look at the different types and putting together formulations based on whether it was a man or whether it was a woman, and based on a woman at different stages of life, because depending on if it's a man or a woman or the stage of life, people need different things. You know, as an example, you improve fertility for a woman in her reproductive years, and she wants to do that and she's happy about it, where there's no point in improving fertility in a woman who's postmenopausal and 70 years of age. You know, when you're looking at bone density, it's important, very important for us to have a look at women with their bone density when they're postmenopausal. But when a woman's 30, you know, bone density isn't that critical because most of her bone density has been created up to that point already. So it's really, we found looking at what is the exact phenotype that people needed based on conditions. And so, yeah, we put together these formulations. And then, as I mentioned before, Dr. Meissner said, right, if we have found what the right types are for different people, how can we then concentrate it? How can we make it bioavailable, and how can we optimize it so that when people are using it, they're getting the therapeutic benefit that we want them to have? And so he developed a process from, again, seed to shelf, where we were able to optimize that. And we went away, and we then, after doing that, that was finalized in about 2000. So we worked on that for about sort of 2 years or a year and a half. And then we went away and we did pharmacology, toxicology, and we did three different human clinical trials, which took us 5 years. And then it took us another year and a half to start to get some of our clinical trials published in international medical journals. And then we came out the other end of that after, you know, nearly 10 years of work with published clinical trials demonstrating statistically, for the first time of any natural product, statistically significant effects on hormones in women who were peri and postmenopausal. You know, in natural products, you can just go to a health food store and you can probably find 100 products that talk about balancing hormones. And what you will find is that when it comes to women, and particularly women who are peri and postmenopausal, there is no clinical trial that shows effects on hormones at women at that stage of life. Until our clinical trial on feminescence. And that's when those clinical trial results started having an impact. Now, what's interesting is since our publication about 10 years ago, there has been some herbs that have been able to impact hormones in women who are peri and postmenopausal, but it has only been testosterone. So again, it's affecting the adrenals. And that's what we have seen. When you look at all the clinical trials that have been done on maca and women, all of those clinical trials affect the adrenals and affect energy. When you're looking at, do they affect the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis, the whole HPA, and do they increase estradiol and FSH, or reduce FSH, increase estradiol? Do they impact progesterone? Do they impact LH? Do they impact cholesterol? And you don't see those effects with normal maca, but you do see it when you put the right formulation together like we did with feminescence. So, yeah, it's really interesting looking at so one of the things that we sort of say to people about maca is think of maca a little bit more like mushrooms, where you've got all these different types of mushrooms and they all do different things, and depending on what you're trying to address with your health depends on which mushroom that you should try and take. Same with feminine, same with, you know, with maca, like which is the type, which is the thing that you're trying to address depends on which type that you should use. And so you want to get a formulation that uses those types and has the statistically significant effects on hormones that we really want. So,
So you use the different types of the maca root, because as you said, they're different colors and the phenotypes are different for the different formulations depending on the outcome you want with that product.
And then we concentrate it and we optimize the bioavailability so that you're getting this efficacy that's going to have a huge effect. And that's the thing, you know, if you were a traditional native person in Peru and you were making your maca product from the product every single day, so it wasn't, you know, sitting on a shelf for 12 months or 18 months, and it wasn't impacted by oxygen or moisture because you were literally making the product there and then on that day. If you were taking maca as they did traditionally every single day where they're making it that day in, day out, then you over a period of time are going to have all of the benefits that you would experience from taking any maca product. The challenge is that if you are a woman or a man in the West and you are wanting to have that profound impact on your health very, very quickly and you don't have years to do it in, you want to take a product that's going to have a massive, significant impact on your body very quickly. And that's when you need to start to look at, that's where supplements come into play. You know, if you're wanting to alkaline your body, you know, you're wanting to increase the zinc level in your body, there's only so much food that we can eat to alkaline our body and so much food that we can eat that contains zinc. Whereas if we use a supplement which has that high concentration, we can use that for a period of time. And as our body gets into balance, we can use less and less of it. And then when our body is in balance, we might not need it. Now, and so that's something that's really interesting when we look at feminescence in our clinical trials, is that when we have women who are younger use feminescence to balance and regulate their hormones, when they get into balance, which might take them 4 months, it might take them 6 months, it might take them 9 months, who knows, but once they're in balance, they can stop using the product because their body's in balance and they've recalibrated it. And as long as they're not doing things which are going to throw their body out of whack, like endocrine disruptors and parabens and all of these toxins in our environment, they're going to be fine. Women who are peri and postmenopausal are a little bit different. And the reason that they're different is that when women get to menopause, their biological stage of life changes and their ovaries and all of their glands start to decline in functionality. And so, you know, that's one of the things that we talk with feminescence is when you get older, you know, and you're postmenopausal, you're probably going to perpetually take feminescence, you know, for the rest of your life as a daily supplement because you're wanting to nurture and support that functionality with your hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenal, ovarian axis that is sort of starting to shut down. And so just like you want to take, you know, more antioxidants and you want to take, you know, potentially more omega-3s because you're trying to slow down and stop that aging process, and your body as we get older needs more and more nourishment and support to reduce that. And so, but in saying that, we also have found with feminescence that the longer, and this is something that's amazing, is that a woman might take feminescence who's postmenopausal for 6 months, and all of a sudden she'll start to notice that she needs less and less of it. And that's what's amazing is that, you know, when we want to work with the body, which, you know, as a naturopathic doctor, you know, that's the whole thing is do no harm and get the body to do it, to do all of the recalibrating and the rebalancing, is that when we reverse that and improve the health of the body, then we're turning back that biological clock and we're actually healthier than we are when we started. And so that's what's amazing with feminescence is that people, you know, don't even need it. They don't need as much as they get older and they can reduce the dose. So
let's talk a little bit about the HPA axis, because that's a really important piece of the story for both women and men to understand. When we talk about regenerating, I like to say regenerating hormonal essences or supporting the system, the endocrine system in the most profound way so it can optimize function at any age, we have to understand the role of the hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenal axis, as it's called, and why the manka is playing a major role with that system.
So, yeah, what's important, though, and what we have found is that different phenotypes of manka nourish different systems in our body. So particular phenotypes, as an example, will nourish the adrenals, where different phenotypes and actives will nourish the hypothalamus, and different actives will nourish the pituitary. So what is important is which is the part of the body that you want to nourish. And it's our belief that you actually want to nourish all three of them, because all three of them have a biofeedback system where if you get the hypothalamus, which is the master gland, and the pituitary and the adrenals and the ovaries or the testes, when you get those gland, all of that working in synergy, you start to get the body to balance and regulate all of its hormones. You're not just looking at one or two hormones that might be created in that part of the body. You're balancing and regulating all of those hormones. And to give you an example, you know, we have had women who have had a hysterectomy and they use Feminescence. And I remember once having an MD, you know, who used Feminescence with one of his patients who had had a full hysterectomy, and her estrogen had increased. And he was saying, you must be spiking your product with estrogen, because this woman has no ovaries and she's taking your product and her estrogen is increasing. So if she's got no ovaries and this product doesn't, you know, this product must have estrogen in it because her estrogen levels are increasing. And I said to him, well, estrogen's produced in other parts of the body, isn't it? It's produced in the liver and the kidneys and the fat cells. And he said, well, it is, but only in very small amounts. And, you know, and you would have to really stimulate that system to get it to work. And I said, that's exactly what we're doing. And I even sent him the analysis to show that there was no estrogen in Feminescence, because we've had it tested a number of times to prove it to FDA and doctors and I said, so if it's not in there, it might, as I said, it's nourishing that HPA axis to invigorate the body's own production of those hormones. And so, yeah, that's when you're talking about the HPA, we're of the belief that you want to nourish the entire HPA versus just one part of it. And that's why it's important to have the right phenotypes that nourish that system. Because as I said, what we have found, if you get normal macro on the shelf, the majority of it has the types which nourish just the adrenals. And the reason that that's really important as well for women particularly is that a lot of women these days will have conditions like estrogen dominance or conditions like PCOS or fibroids. And if you use the wrong type of maca, it can actually make those conditions worse. PCOS is the best example of it. If you have PCOS, where women often have too much testosterone as compared to estrogen, and you trigger the adrenals, you're going to actually probably potentially trigger testosterone even more and make that imbalance even worse. Where if you use something that nourishes the hypothalamus, pituitary, and the adrenals, what you'll start to see is that testosterone production will start to decline and estrogen will start to come up, and it will recalibrate the body. The other thing that is important with the hypothalamus is the hypothalamus impacts metabolism. And metabolism is obviously plays a strong part in relation to conditions like PCOS, as does blood sugar. And so when we think about how do we balance our blood sugar, well, we look at hormones like insulin and glucagon. And that's what's amazing, again, in our research, is that when you nourish the hypothalamus, which we saw in Feminescence, you start to not just balance hormones like estrogen and progesterone and testosterone, but you start to balance hormones like insulin and glucagon, which have an impact on our blood sugar, which start to have an impact on our cardiovascular health and many other conditions that require blood sugar balance. Throw into the mix the metabolism, which the hypothalamus controls as well, and we start to have an impact on our body weight and our absorption of key vitamins and minerals and nutrients as well, which impacts so many aspects of our health. So yeah, it's, when we talk about health, you know, I know that you're a massive proponent of the HPA, that core system. You know, when we look at the hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenal system, when we look at our detoxification system, and we look at our microbiome, those three key systems are the foundation of like everything in our health. And so if we can work on supporting our detoxification, our microbiome, and our HPA axis for our hormones and neurotransmitters and metabolism, we're pretty much, you know, ticking every box that we need for our foundation health, which is why it has an impact on so many areas. Yeah.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about feminine essence, but I want to be sure we talk about men as well. But the feminine essence has, I think you have three different formulas?
Yeah, we have one product for younger women in their reproductive years, so from sort of teens through to their early 40s. Then we have a product for perimenopause, which is sort of women in their early to mid 40s through to their mid sort of early 50s. And then we have a product for postmenopause. And so we've got one for each stage of life for women, because obviously at each of those stages of life, they have different needs. And then when it comes to men, we have one primary formula, which is for men's hormonal strength. And we're coming up with another formulation, which is specifically for prostate. And a lot of people say, you know, why do you have three formulations for women but one formulation for men? And the thing is that with men don't go through different stages of life as much as men experience exactly the same thing. It just gets worse as we get older. And so with men, you know, once we start to get into our early 30s, all of our hormones start to decline. And so thus, you know, as men get older, we want to look at invigorating and supporting all of those hormones. And thus, that's one functionality, which is what our men's product Revolution Macalibrium does. However, with women, it's very different. You know, when women are going through their reproductive years, women will often experience that where maybe one or two hormones are off, but everything else is fine. And so what we're looking at doing when women are younger is we're trying to rebalance all of these hormones. And if one hormone's working really well, we want to leave it. But if one hormone needs to be increased, we want to do that. If it needs to be reduced, we want to do that. So when women are younger, we're trying to recalibrate and create those hormones into harmony. When women go through perimenopause, what they often don't realize is that their hormones go through massive spikes and troughs. Hormones fluctuate very dramatically when women go through perimenopause, because the body is trying to adjust for the fact that some hormones are declining, so it spikes up, others trying to counter that and improve the production. And so you see these big fluctuations. And so thus, when women are going through perimenopause, we're trying to reduce those fluctuations. But postmenopause is defined as a woman hasn't had a menstrual cycle for over 12 months and her production of all hormones have started to decline. And so when women go through postmenopause, we're trying to support most of those hormones, but we're trying to get them to an optimal level based on her stage of life. You know, one of the things that many doctors are very excited about in our clinical trial results with estrogen, for example, was that in our studies, estrogen increased, but after 2 or 3 months, it plateaued off. When it got to an optimal level, it plateaued off and didn't continually increase. With FSH, we saw FSH reduce, which we want to do when women are postmenopausal, but it plateaued off. It didn't continually decline and go to a level which was, you know, comparable to a different stage of life. So, so that sort of getting the right formulation for the right stage of life, because we have different needs, is really important. So
I think it's important for people to understand, and women and men, we'll just focus on women for a minute, that let's talk about the macopause, which is for the postmenopausal woman. Your studies have shown it decreases hot flashes and night sweats, increases energy, improves mood swings, supports heart health, increases bone density, can support sleep, helps with libido and vaginal dryness, which is a big problem in women, by the way, and supports hair, skin, and nails. Did I miss anything? Is there anything else that has
No, but the only thing, you know, the thing when you hear that is, you know, with most natural products, you go, oh, my God, here we go again. They think it's another panacea. It's another, you know, magical thing that does everything. And the thing about feminescence is that it isn't magic. What is amazing is our body. Our bodies have the ability to repair themselves. It's a matter of how we nurture our bodies to repair itself. And one of the most important aspects is hormones and neurotransmitters. And so that's where feminescence comes in. Feminescence nourishes and supports our hormones. And when our hormones and our body is healthy, it improves our bone density. Our cholesterol improves, our hair grows back, our nails aren't as brittle, you know, our menopausal symptoms go away. And it's because our body is healthy. So I you know, whenever I hear that, I go, oh my goodness, if I was hearing this about another product, I'd be there going, oh yeah, sure, it does all of these things. And, but the thing is that our body does all of those things. And so when we did our clinical trials, the reason so many doctors get impressed by our methodology of our clinical trial is because we didn't just test for all of those symptoms. You know, because if you say to somebody, oh, do you feel better? You know, somebody can say, yes, I feel better, and they may or they may not. It could be a placebo. Hot flashes, oh, yeah, I think that they've gone down, and maybe they mark that. And, you know, we've got amazing results. We have the best clinical trial results when it comes to menopausal symptoms of any natural product in the world, which is why our product is sold in 11 countries, and over the next 18 months it'll be up to about 20 countries. But what's more important from a scientific perspective anyway, not from a consumer's perspective, but from a doctor's and a scientific perspective, is that the reason that when we showed blood analysis and we showed estradiol improving and progesterone and we saw FSH reducing, when we saw HDL and LDL and our lipids, so cholesterol rebalancing, when we showed bone density, you can't fake bone density. You know, you can't have somebody's hormone levels increase to a, you know, by a statistically significant number and fudge that. Like and you can't fake a bone density test as well. And so when you improve those hormones and then you show all of the symptoms having improvements as far as the patients are concerned, that's when that trial becomes very valid. That's when the power of that trial, doctors have a look at it and they go, this is the real deal. Because this not only talks about symptoms and gets people's feedback, but it also has blood analysis, it has cholesterol analysis, it has bone analysis, and we can see all of the numbers. So I just wanted to put that in context, because just saying it does all of those things, I myself always go, oh yeah, sure.
Well, what it's doing is optimizing function. So you are enhancing your own body's capacity to function optimally. And when you nourish the body with herbs, and I do this with customized Chinese herbal formulas as well, and something like the form of maca that you have...